told you that whatever the Word says, that's what you ought to stay with. There's severed out again. You'll hear somebody. I was at a place at a Bible conference years ago. The preacher's dead now, so he knows better. But he got up and was talking about the holy seed, and there was no holy seed. And I flipped to him over there in the Pentateuch and told him, what about where God condemned them for mixing with the holy seed? What about that? Well, it got silent. Let me give you another idea and so that you'll know in life is that every now and again somebody will come up. I was listening to a fellow, and I can't remember if he was on the radio or what, and said, you know, people are all the time praying for the lost. And not one time in the Bible God tells you to pray for the lost. Is a passage hitting your mind? Over in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. See that?
Yes, sir.
You'll hear another, every now and again, a nut, you know, about praying. And all that business there. Well, you ought not to pray for yourself. Hold the phone a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, there's a man by the name of the Apostle Paul. He had a messenger of Satan in his flesh, and he prayed to God three times to get rid of it. And God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. So God may not answer your prayer the way you want it, but I guarantee you right now, we've got examples. So that's the reason why whenever I hear stuff like that, I know if a Bible passage hits my mind, let God be true. Sometimes I can't find the passage. But you always ought to know if it's in the book, stay with that. Don't just say, well, hey, I have you to know, my preacher said, I don't care what he said, it's not in the book. Let God be true, see. Stay with the book. It's a privilege to have Brother Darrell and his family and his wife, and I'm telling you right now, is that they're busier than a one-armed paper hanger. Now, that's busy. That's busy. You ever tried to hang paper? I hung it around my head and all up and down before I throwed it away, and after I got it cleaned up, no way I can do that. I don't even like a newspaper. I can't even read a newspaper without getting black stuff all over. But can you? No, you can't. You can't. Sometimes, you know, we'd be off somewhere at a place and reading a newspaper, a preacher would, and then they'd be a little sweaty, you know, getting ready and thinking about preaching and do their head like that, you know, and all that black stuff from the newspaper is now on their face. So you got to be careful about what you're doing, where you're looking. Your Bibles, well, it's not India paper anymore, but it used to be. But it's good that it don't turn out that way, all right? Brother Darrell's a blessing. Come on, he's going to turn his... Take your time now.
God bless you.
Preach all night if you want to. Of course, I'll be at home sleeping before that. Yes, no, I'm just messing.
Amen. It is good to be down here at the house of God.
Amen.
Turn this thing on. What a crowd here tonight. I tell you, those little ones. Oh, Logan, I'm going to tell you, what a song. My goodness. If I had it written down, I couldn't sing it, amen. For him to do that by memory, that's a big deal. And he has been grown up in church all his life. What a blessing, all you younger ladies. Singing good. I'm going to tell you what, this is all homegrown and church grown, amen. What a blessing to be down, and I tell you, yeah, we are busy, but let it be known that, trust me, church is still on the mind, amen? You may get busy, but you can't get too busy for God, even though there's an example there, but I'll tell you, if something happened, you know, it's easy to say I quit, because that's what I'm wanting to do anyway, amen? Just for a little while tonight, I know the last time I preached on that Jezebel spirit, amen? And I just didn't feel it was very right unless we just went ahead and got on those men tonight, amen, because we need it. So you ladies, sit back and enjoy this one, because this one's for you, amen? If you got your Bible a little bit, you've turned to 1 Kings chapter 21, and we're going to take some things out of here. We're going to start with verse 4, and it says, "And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread." Billy, lead us in a word of prayer. Now, just so everybody will know, because I know this is for these younger folks too, but I'll tell you what, we've got an Ahab spirit, and I'll tell you, the preacher preaches about it all the time. We got sissified men, and we got manly women, and it's our fault in the church, amen. We ought to be preaching and teaching exactly where they stand in their roles, amen. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, "Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give it for a better house, and I will give it for thee a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money." And Naboth said to Ahab, "The Lord forbid it to me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee." And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, "I will not give thee the inheritance of my father." And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. And I want you to remember that one right there. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said unto him, "Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread?" And he said unto her, "Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard." And Jezebel his wife said unto him, "Dost thou know now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders of the nobles that were in his city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. And the men of the city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants in the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them. And it is written in the letters which she had sent unto them. They proclaimed a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and said before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, lied, even against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possessions of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, and Ahab rose up to go down in the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, the king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whether he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, In the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick the blood even thine? And Ahab said unto Elijah, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. What a sad commentary and story that happened here. That old Ahab spirit, I'll tell you what, if we don't watch it, preacher, we'll have a group of our children growing up and being young men, amen. They don't know how to treat a wife, amen. I'll tell you what, when trouble comes their way, the first thing they'll do is go and get in their bed, and they'll be a little titty baby. And by the way, tonight, I'm going to preach tonight, are you a titty baby, a jackass, or are you going to be a real man of God? Amen. I'm going to tell you what, Ahab was the king. Instead of taking care of business, I'm going to tell you what, he got refused, and he couldn't take it, amen. He went down and got in his bed and wouldn't eat, amen. What a titty baby, I'll tell you what, right now. I'll tell you what a jackass he was. He knew what was going to happen, and he used his wife to take vengeance, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you young folks growing up and you wanting a wife, I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to go ahead and be honest with you tonight. Well, the first Bible-believing church that I got into, some of the first verses I learned, preacher, is those about the women, amen. Son, I knew Titus about keeping them at home, being keepers at home. I knew about being in subjection and keep silent, I'll tell you what. Those are some of the first things, and I'll tell you what, I was one of the ones, I'll tell you, had my wife under subjection. Just as real as John 3:16, I knew those verses. And we'll do the same thing, you people that are growing up. You better know that that wife is a good thing. The Bible says you find a wife, you find a helpmeet and a good thing. I'm going to tell you what now. I don't even remember some of the things that I'm going to tell you. We used to go out all over the place, and I don't remember it, but I must have, because she has let me know. What money we had, we didn't always have money. I had plenty for myself, amen, and only kept her on a budget. I'd run around in the only vehicle we got, she would have to go borrow a vehicle or ride with somebody to go get groceries. But I knew she ought to be under subjection, amen. She ought to keep that mouth shut, amen. Oh, yeah. God's talking to somebody here tonight, amen. You want a wife, you better worry about finding a good woman, amen. And you ought to be the man you need to be and not a titty baby. I'm going to tell you what, too many jackasses sitting on the pew, amen, and not being reprimanded for it, I'll tell you what. But I've got my wife under subjection, amen. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to make sure that dress is down to the floor and it's modest, amen. She may have got it at the women's shelter, but she's being modest and I've got my thumb on her while I'm dressed to the nines, amen. Got the pin-trap suits, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, shame on us. Shame on us. Son, I've got the checkbook and I'll give her what I think she needs, amen. I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, you'll be in that same shape and you'll be 57 years old, fixed to be 58, and have to ask God and your wife for forgiveness, amen. I'm going to tell you what, most of us men, and you grow up thinking, buddy, I want a wife for a fire escape and for my own pleasure, and even though that's some of it, I'm going to tell you what, she's just your better half. I'm going to tell you what, tonight, we could be like old Ahab and be a little old titty baby. We can use our wife for vengeance like old Ahab done, buddy. You don't think he knew what she was going to do? You don't think he used her even though she was wicked at heart? I'm going to tell you what, your wife ought to be your helpmate, amen. Too many of us grow up, and boy, we get offended. We get offended, and we're going to send our wife to take care of business. I'm going to tell you what, I don't want to offend anybody here tonight, but if I do by mistake, you better not send your wife to me, amen. Not that I'd once lay a hand on her, preacher, but you know what I'll do? You go get your coward husband out of that bed, amen. If we can't sit down and reason together, something's not right, amen. But we as men, we pick and choose, amen. But I've got my wife under subjection. I may not let her have money for makeup, but I bless God, I've got her under subjection, amen. But I'm going to look good when I go out. May I remind you, every old barn looks better with a little paint on it. Fresh paint, that is. Just like I've said with the spandex, can't many people pull it off. Not many women can't pull it off without a little makeup, amen. And it's nothing wrong with that. I'm supposed to love my wife. Is Christ loved the church? And if I'm going to send her out, I want her to be looking nice, amen. Not like some old hag. Oh, it's tough, men, when it gets on us, isn't it? How many of you can be honest with yourself, amen? Son, we know those verses. The husband's ahead of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church, we know them all by heart. What about love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What you are, you're a titty baby, you're a jackass. And you know why you're allowed to be that way? Because certain people, and we as a family of God, we let you do that. But one of these days, May stop. I should have got that belt, preacher. Yes, sir. Now, what are you tonight? You got three choices. Titty baby jackass, you're going to be a real man of God and be a real husband, amen. Son, I've been both of those. I'll admit it. Sometimes when I get tired, I may do it now, and I apologize for it. But most of us men, we're too proud. Long as we got our wife under that thumb, buddy, we doing our job. And I'm going to tell you what, we miss in the boat. And we wonder why divorce is running rampant in the church house. Your wife's not your footstool. Your wife's not your slave, amen. You got a good wife, I promise you, she'll treat you like a king. I don't make my wife do any of those things. She does them. We live in the same house. Her and Alex keeps a clean house. I'm going to tell you what, the restaurant, we walked in there when we were buying that thing, and it was filthy. Filthy. You can eat on those floors right now. You know why? It's clean. Clean. Now, what are we getting at? We're getting at, listen, you people are growing up, and you're wanting good, godly wives. Well, you better be a good, godly husband, amen. And our churches are rampant on that stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, your wife is not your slave. When I was young, I thought I knew it all. Now I'm 57 years old and realize I don't know as much as I did. I'm still learning day by day. How do you get by that? You listen to the preaching of the Word of God. That'll make you wiser. That'll make you smarter just by listening. Shut your mouth and listen. I've been told that before. Wasn't experienced. You know, when you're young, it's all about me, preacher. It really is. Boy, it's all about me. Wasn't a very good husband at times. Still not sometimes. I'll tell you what, I had her under subjection, though. From dress code and on, oh, I could preach it. But what about me? You young people. Young, dumb, and proud of it. You can't help being young. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you cannot help being young. But you can help by being dumb. And you can help by being proudful. Traits of being young. Just can't help it. I'm young. Not experienced. We know that. Know it all. The Bible talks about don't even ordain a novice. Fall into the combination of the devil. Lazy. As the most part, our churches are filled up, preacher, with lazy guys. Oh, girls are more work-minded. Shame on us than the guys are. It takes work to succeed unless you're going to get a lot of money from an inheritance. And I don't see anybody in here that's inherited a whole lot of money. It's going to take work. When you're young, you know what? I used to look at people, and one of the things that I can say is I used to look at people that were wealthy, and it doesn't make you godly, but had some things. And I said at an early age, if it took work to get some of those things, I was willing to do that. I was willing to do it. Work. 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 That's what we as husbands are supposed to do, amen? Work. But if we don't watch it, we'll have our wives under subjection and send our wife right on out there. Been there, done that. Lord help us. Know it all. We make dumb decisions when we're young. Mistakes. Never learning. You know why? Because we know it all. The preacher, the man of God, will tell us something coming right from the Word of God. But you know what? We know more than the preacher. We know more. We know it, and nobody is going to tell us any different. They make me mad. You know what I'll do? I just won't go visit them. If I got children, they ain't going to watch my children. That's what we do. We hold our own families and friends at ransom. You're a jackass, is what you are. Now, you know what? You're not going to hear this at a lot of places, but we're family, and we got, listen, you young generation is what we got to work with. And if you're grown up in such a way and don't ever, listen, we as men, we try to really act like we're the rooster and we're the cocky one, amen? But I'm going to tell you what, if truth be known, our wives is the better part of us, amen? When you talk about a helpmate, that's what it is, and God designed it that way. It doesn't make you less of a man to love your wife. That preacher, we have run places, not one time ever has he ever said a derogatory anything about his wife other than praise. That's good. That's good. Ain't had to ever call her a hag, or she didn't clean the house, or she didn't fix my breakfast, amen. I'm going to tell you what, quite the contrary. That's commendable, guys. When you find a wife, you're going to find a good thing. You need to cherish her, love her, take care of her. And that thumb you got, I got her under subjection. Could be broke in a heartbeat, amen? Man, oh man. I know one thing, God's been good to me. And I can admit I was young at one time. I was dumb at one time, and that last thing, that proud. You know, the Bible talks about that proud look. That's one of the things that God hates, is a proud look. When you get to where you're so proudful that even the man of God can't tell you anything, that you know it all, you've went too far. And the only recourse could happen is God's judgment on you. And I've been there. Listen, I'm preaching to you things that have come to me by God slapping me right in the face. Amen? Who are you? Now I ask you this question tonight. Who are you? You married tonight? You better thank God that you got a good wife. Wouldn't you try to like to find a new wife in these days and times? Be tough, wouldn't it? I'm going to tell you what, God's been good to you to give you a good wife. You better thank God each and every day. What a good thing that He has given you. Amen. You younger people, we pray for you that God would have you somebody that will be your wife, your husband, that are good, godly mates that you deserve. Amen. Everybody deserves one of those. We need to make sure that you young men know how to treat your wife. And I'm going to tell you, girls, if you date a guy and he's ugly to you while you married, while you dating, he's not going to change when you say I do. No matter how good you treat him. The first signs of trouble, you better go ahead and cut him loose. Same way with you young men. If that little girl you're looking at, buddy, and she's a witch right now and a hag, I'm going to tell you what, she's not going to get any better because you're seeing the best that you got right there, right there. But we definitely need to pray for one another because I need your prayer. I'm going to tell you what, to be the husband even at 57 that I need to be, amen? Amen.